Now time for a locker room chat with Oskaloosa girls head basketball coach Kevin Lane after going 3-1 from this past week. And coach, we talked a bit last week about your goal for this last week, and you said if we're going 3-1, we're going to be in really good shape, and that's exactly what you guys did.
Yes, we did. We went 3-1 and played really good basketball the last four games, as well as we've played all year.
And so what was going right for you in those two games versus Valley Falls is when your first one, 51-41 in the Oskaloosa tournament, and then you go out and beat them again, 66-42.
We made a lot of shots, outside shots. Our two seniors are playing very well. Younger girls are starting to shoot the ball even better, and they're just starting to come together very well. They really are.
Yeah, and you guys then followed that up after you guys won your last three games, including the first game of last week, which was a 54-42 win against ACCHS. You guys ended up playing last night and losing to Pleasant Ridge 54-46. That was a makeup game from January the 12th. So what were some things in this game that didn't go quite in your favor?
Well, the rebounding didn't go in our favor last night. They got a couple bigs that hit the boards. And then, honestly, I think we got a little bit fatigued there at the end of the game from playing Tuesday night. And probably shots weren't quite falling as well as they did, you know, Friday, Saturday, Tuesday. But I'd just say really the boards really probably got us the most, just the rebound. They out-rebounded us darn near 2-1.
So you guys have this Friday off and you won't play again until next Monday. How nice is it to kind of get a little bit of a break after that big gauntlet that you guys had?
It was real nice actually to get another break, but we got another huge gauntlet with four games next week. So, I think the girls are ready for a break. So we gave them today off and, we'll go back to work tomorrow and get ready for Jackson Heights on Monday.
Yeah. And this is a big one. You guys are 4-4. They are 3-4 in league play and you guys are 7-5 overall. They are 3-8. So they've had some struggles in non-league play, but they've been getting it done in league play. They have a lot of great athletes. What are some things that you know about this Cobras team?
I know they're long and they are very athletic. I know they're fairly young, but of course we are too. But they're definitely going to be ready to play, and it's always hard to play up there at Jackson Heights. That's a good arena to play in, and the fans are always tough, and it's always fun to play up there. So we'll have our challenge ahead of us for sure.
The game will be on the Cobra channel at msesports.net. And then the next day on the 6th, on Tuesday, you guys are at Morehillman Academy, and they are still undefeated in league play, 8-0. This is a big game for you guys, and that game will be on KARE. What are some keys for this game for you guys to be able to be victorious on the road in Atchison?
We're going to play well. Their guards shoot the ball well. They got a couple good bigs. we're going to play very well to beat them on Tuesday night. I would say if we could slow down their guards, we'll be in really good shape, but I would say the girls are ready for the challenge. We're definitely a different team than when we played them, I don't know, what was it, a month and a half ago. We're starting to play a lot better defense and moving the ball a lot better, so we'll be ready to roll. The girls are starting to hit the stride now.
Absolutely.
Like we hoped they would.
And you guys are going to take on Pleasant Ridge again on the 8th, which is next Thursday. How hungry do you think your girls are going to be for this one, considering you guys just ended up losing to them?
They'll be ready. I know the girls will be ready. They were fairly disappointed last night that we lost, which we had a few issues. We had one of our bigs out last night, which we'll have her back, so that'll help us out quite a bit on the rebounding end. But the girls are definitely were frustrated they lost. I'll word it that way.
Yeah, it was a tough one last night, but like you said, 3-1 last week is pretty, pretty good for you guys. And as of right now, are about to get above 500 in league play. Should be a fun week of basketball. Four games this upcoming week, and we'll reconvene next Thursday. Coach, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it, and best of luck.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
That was Oskaloosa girls head basketball coach Kevin Lane here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Pia Friend Realty.